Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited!
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
Oh, I had to get it in. It doesn't matter that it was only 200 yards, there was an interception. Caleb Williams. These are the games that for my entire life the Bears have lost. He got the ball, 6 minutes left, needed a touchdown. Yeah, he's getting better as the game goes on.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
How is the baseball?
He is our guy. He's just a little farther away now. He's just a little farther down the street. The street goes to New York. Danny Parkins joins us here in Rahimi Harrison Grody. He is at Danny Parkins on X. You can check him out in the newly expanded First Things First from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. Danny Parkins also joining us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And apparently, according to the word on the street, tweeted confidently, "Bring on the Brewers!" While we're here, how do you feel like it has been brought in, Danny?
Yeah, they might be better. Yeah, the Brewers might be better.
Oh.
But if only the Cubs manager would call the home run play more. You know, my God, what is going on with this discourse of like? I love David Haw. I love him, but I'm going to call him out right now. Did he say the manager was slumping? Did he say the manager was like, that's not a thing.
He's had some bad moments.
Justin Turner was too cute. Like, it just was.
He did leave Shota Imanaga in a game long enough for your guy, the one who you wanted with the Cubs, Manny Machado, to hit a home run when he could have put him on first base or brought in Soroka from the bullpen.
Was that what you meant when you said Chicago wants Machado?
Are you just ignoring anything that Craig does poorly in this series,
no.
Danny? What's going on, man?
No, I'm not Grody, and I'm thrilled that you were able to come into work today. Here's what I would say. And listen, I will admit my bias. Obviously, I am friends with Craig Counsell. Everyone is biased. You can, you know, trust the people, but it's not like I'm talking to him all the time. I wished him luck before the playoffs started, and that is the extent of it. Does it feel like they are a manager away from winning this series? Like, does it feel like they are close?
It's not
a rhetorical question.
It's not that. I think it is the Craig Tember months combo, and then you see what's happening with short rest for Matthew Boyd, and that unfortunately blows up, you know, as a decision. You end up using your bullpen anyway early after an inning. Yeah, it's that type of thing.
But Colin Rea, he is 34 years old and zero career playoff starts is the answer.
Whatever
his name is.
Colin Ray.
Ray,
whatever. And then Javier Assad, not even on the playoff roster. Like, let's just go through some of these numbers. Ian Happ OPS in the playoffs, 460. I assume we want Ian Happ in the lineup.
I mean, there's no other choice, right? Like, who else are you going to put out there? Who else do you trust in left field, quite frankly?
Right. No. That. Who else are you going to put out there? Pete Crow Armstrong. We want him out there, right?
Yes. Check.
OPS of 455 in the playoffs. Kyle Tucker. We want him out there, right?
He's there.
He's a bit of a mystery man right now. But yes, Danny. Yes. Check mark.
OPS under 600. Dansby Swanson, yes. Right? Unbelievable.
Swanee.
Glove. One playoff game for you against the Padres, right? We want him out here?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Yeah, I think so. I agree. OPS of 523. Like, players need to hit, and then the front office needs to give you enough arms to throw out there. They are not a manager away. The Brewers are better. It pains me to say it, but they are just better. So Rea, whatever the hell the guy's name is, like, he's not the answer here. And if the Cubs come back and win, then I assume he's the greatest manager ever.
Well, Danny, right? I have a little fair.
Like, we've been fair when we've talked about his good decisions, and we've been fair when we talked about his bad ones. And you know that's part of the job. But
it's definitely part of the job.
You know how much he's getting paid relative to everybody else. He's the second highest paid manager in the league. This is part of what comes with that.
Yeah, but he's getting paid less than, like, 19 guys on the team make more than him? My point is that in victory and defeat, managers do not matter nearly as much as we make them out to. Like, if the Cubs come back and win, it will be because the players executed. And if the Cubs lose, it will be because the players did not execute. This is a baseball manager that we're talking about. And the front office, like, by the way, the idea of, like, they should have made more moves at the deadline. What starting pitcher or pitchers were traded at the deadline that are shoving this postseason?
So basically the Cubs never should have gotten rid of David Ross then. I mean, weren't we all throwing a party when the Cubs thought ahead enough to go and try to get Craig Dam counsel? Like, isn't he supposed to have some meaning? Isn't he supposed to be worth wins? Or you wouldn't have paid him what you paid him. And you certainly wouldn't have done what you did to Grandpa Rossi.
And by the way, if they do win this series as the team that is more injured with less talent, then there will be some credit that goes around and he will get some of it. But I would say he would still get an outsized amount of credit for it. Like, it is $8 million, man, is a ton of money for a manager who in this case is also a member of the front office, right? Like, Craig has a lot of influence in how the Cubs organization is being run and restructured top to bottom. Like, he is a partner with Jed Hoyer in this whole thing in terms of the lower levels of the organization all the way on up. But I just think in general, like, Aaron Boone, I think, gets way more crap than he deserves for the Yankees not winning a World Series. Like, it's a baseball manager. Like, your players have to produce and they have to come through. And I think that criticisms of the front office and ownership of not adding more at the deadline, I just think that that is way more valid. And I understand people are listening to this and rolling their eyes and be like, you're friends with the guy. I don't want to overstate the friendship. I'm consistent on this. I didn't think that whatever White Sox manager was the biggest problem. The players sucked. Like, the players have to be good enough. And if you guys, maybe the argument is that if they had a better manager, they'd be better than the Brewers. I look at the Brewers and I just think that they are flatly a better baseball team, which is an indictment on the whole organization, given that the Cubs spend way more money on their team than the Brewers do. So you're right, Layla. Of course it comes with the job. And he, of course, can handle the criticism. He doesn't, that doesn't bother him at all. My point is, I would rather the attention be paid on Kyle Tucker and, like, are we going to give him $350 million when he's got 5 singles these playoffs and a couple of walks?
No, and like, I agree with that part too.
And no extra base hits. Like, he's a much bigger piece of this equation than the manager is.
Well, you wouldn't pay him?
And the Brewers, I mean, and also Danny, we're talking to Danny Parkins, you know him well, host on Fox Sports 1 now, joining us from what we think is a wardrobe closet on Twitch. Where are you at Fox Sports 1 today, Danny?
Yeah, I'm in Nick Wright's dressing room.
Ooh, better be careful. Is there a time limit? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to be.
He needs to come in here and, like, he needs to come in like 15 minutes or so. So we got
just take one of the suits and just move it. See if he notices.
He wouldn't. He definitely would not notice. He's got a lot of very expensive clothes in here.
And not to cut it off, but just to reset and tell everybody who you are and you're on our show. I also just want to point out that I appreciate you saying that you know Craig Counsell the way you do. And you acknowledge it because it is important to say that. And I think that that is good for the argument. But I just know that this is part of the expectation fans have. You're right, though. The more consistent players, at least you know who you're going to get, they are on the Brewers. Like, by amount of players who you know what they're going to do, I feel like there's a more likely outcome from Peralta, per se, on the mound, or even the lineup 1-4. Like, you know Christian Yelich is somehow going to get on base. We talked a lot about Bryce Terang. Those guys have been more consistent for their team. That's why they end up winning 97 games.
Right, like, which team has the better pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, and right now, you know, that may be the biggest toss-up, but Freddie Peralta is going to go more innings for you.
Danny,
that alone is different than what we've seen out of the Cubs starters.
I do not fear the Milwaukee Brewers starting pitching beyond Freddie Peralta, and I get it, that's a big beyond, but are you afraid of Quinn Priester? No. Are you afraid of Jose Quintana? No. Are you afraid of Aaron Ashby? Like, I'm seeing, and this might be a thought exercise. You could tell me that, Danny, if it is or is not. But I'm seeing you find a way to get through Peralta today, and I might be picking the Cubs to win that game because I just don't have a healthy fear for anybody other than Freddie Peralta.
I mean, what a great manager then. What a great manager. I mean, that would be incredible, overcoming the 97 win juggernaut. No, I think that that Pat Murphy has had a few more healthy arms that he could go to over the course of his team. Like, the Cade Horton injury was very poorly timed for the Cubs with when it happened, and they definitely have a better lineup, and they deserved home field because they were a best team in baseball over the course of 162, and so I think they've been better. Of course the Cubs can win. That's the small sample size of the baseball playoffs. If they're going to win, it's not going to be because Craig Counsell pulled some magical lever. It's going to be because Kyle Tucker found his power, or Ian Happ found his power, or hell, maybe Nico Horner keeps getting hits and Seiya Suzuki or Michael Bush. Maybe that's enough to carry him, because those guys have been great. But I just don't think enough arms are healthy and enough hitters have been good in order to really believe that this team is capable of going on a run.
Let me give you a snapshot of what they're saying on the text line, Danny, because it's perfect. It's so perfect.
That's fine.
Here comes your report card on the text line. Preach it, Danny. Danny is 100% right here. About time. 1,000,000%. They are not losing because of the manager. Then it gets into Raya. Is Parkins officially out of town stupid now? Corey in Whitewater, Wisconsin. Danny is to baseball names as Grody is to music lyrics. So is that not a perfect snapshot of the score text line, Danny?
Yeah, whatever the guy's name is. Colin, 34-year-old, who gives a crap? That's what his name is. Like, it's not, it's not, there. The point is he's not supposed to be this important.
Like, you're right.
That's the point. And so that's more about, like, the setup of the organization and the situation that they find themselves in. And there's just, like, based on the guys on the team and what they make, we talk way more about, like, Jameson Taillon makes 2.3 times what Craig Counsell does. Like, Shota Imanaga makes 2.5 times what Craig Counsell does. And we have this unbelievable, like, man, the manager's the one who is swinging the bat and throwing the ball and catching the ball, and he just isn't for any baseball team. For Pat Murphy, for Aaron Boone, for Craig Counsell, for that's the end of the list of managers that I can name. But, like, that's the reality of the situation. And people don't like that because fans buy Kyle Tucker jerseys or they buy Ian Happ jerseys, and we want to, like, we care so much more about the players than we do the managers, and we should. But it also leads us to put way more blame on the manager than the players.
Perhaps a better example here is Dave Roberts, who's the highest paid manager, and he's also the manager of the Dodgers. So, you know, that kind of is that's a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, Layla, if you managed the Dodgers or I managed the Dodgers, they would still be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But and I think in part they're also paying, like, occasionally Dave Roberts will decide the bullpen game, right? Like, that was much ballyhooed, you know, hey, the Dodgers threw a bullpen game in the World Series. And I counter with, they also had Shohei Ohtani for run support. You know, like, that's the other side of this. Their cute decisions are usually bolstered by the rest of the talent on the team.
Yeah, exactly. I think if your pitching decisions, like, the big gripes are like, hey, instead of Shota Imanaga, it should have been Colin Ray or Javier Assad, that's a Jed Hoyer thing. Like, that's just that is, to me, not, those are not good options. That is a tough spot to be in. And so, like, it's like, man, that manager really is terrible at managing the bullpen. Yeah, he's without any good, and this isn't counsel, I'm just saying in general, like, Ned Yost, I covered a Royals team with Ned Yost, who won a World Series.
That's right.
Ned Yost was not a good manager. He was not a good manager, but he won a World Series because whenever he went to the bullpen, it was like, oh, I could go to Greg Holland, Kelvin Herrera, or Wade Davis. And they were all-stars. Every single reliever never gave up a single run. So it was like any option that he chose was amazing. And all of a sudden, he was a World Series manager. Like, he didn't get smarter. He just got a great bullpen.
All right, Danny, let's switch to your other favorite coach in this town, and that would be Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears. How you feeling about the 2-2 here as we head into the Washington game? How do you feel, sir, about your Chicago Bears?
Well, this game is the one I'm most excited for since the opener. Like, this game is amazing. We get to see so many things. We get to see Ben Johnson out of a bye for the first time. We get to see Caleb Williams v. Jaden Daniels, and he gets to try to, you know, wrestle that conversation back into neutral on who the best quarterback of the 2024 class is. By the way, best touchdown to interception ratio since the Hall of Fame game. Since the Hail Mary game. So since the Bears lost on the Hail Mary last year to Washington.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Caleb Williams.
Well.
Yeah.
Best touchdown to interception ratio in all of the NFL.
Good stuff.
So we get to see if Ben Johnson, what type of difference maker he is. Like, I don't know if the Bears are going to win, but I will be floored if they play a bad game. Like, I will be very surprised and disappointed if Caleb isn't sharp, if the operation isn't sharp, if the running game isn't a little improved. Like, there are some things on the team that I just think are going to be problems all year. You know, I don't know that Grady Jarrett and TJ Edwards are enough to solve the run defense. It should be better, but not totally improved. Obviously, we got to figure out the tackle situation on the offensive line. But, like, I'm just very excited to see what this team looks like coming out of the bye. And there's, with what happened in the game against Washington last year, with Caleb v. Jaden in the draft class, with the fact that Ben Johnson, you know, could have gone and taken that Washington job potentially, and it went to Dan Quinn, and he went back to Detroit, and now he's coaching the Bears. Like, Tyreek Stevenson, I've loved his media tour this week, taking accountability for what happened on that Hail Mary. Like, there's a lot there for this game, and if the Bears lay an egg, I will be shocked and very disappointed.
Danny,
so I'm very much looking forward to seeing
it. We love you, and I will send you a pronunciation key for the bull. They have a guy named Shota Imanaga. We'll work on that one with you.
What did I say?
No, you didn't say. I'm just anticipating potentially.
He
it's
already
Jameson
said it.
Tyone.
He said it right.
No, I know.
I said their names.
Yeah, you did.
I know those guys.
You said them right.
Howland Ray.
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares?
It's all right. We sent Kyle Schwarber to three different states today. Like, I said his high school was Iowa, it was Ohio. And then somebody pointed out that he went to college in Indiana. And I'm like, yes, he's taken a Midwest tour. A Midwest tour. Yeah.
By the way, there was once upon a time to the texter who's accusing me of being out of town stupid.
Yeah.
I'm the same Sam Mustafer, Max Rustafer. Like, come on. I've been doing this when I was there, when I'm not there. So whatever. That's not the point. The point of language is to convey a thought. It's not to necessarily be 100% correct all the time.
I agree. I called Lawrence Spiegel today, so I 100% understand.
You had a heck of a moment right there. You got twisted up in all sorts of different things.
They just kept making me laugh. Danny, this has been fun. Go steal one of Nick Wright's suits. Let us know where it ends up.
Love you, Danny.
You know what's embarrassing about that, Layla, real quick, if you guys have 10 seconds?
It's all right. It's a Friday.
Before I got – so Nick and I are basically the exact same size. My arms are just a little longer than his. So when I was doing radio in Chicago, when Nick's wardrobe would cycle through like every 6 months, I would get a box sent to me with like 10 suits.
Aww.
So I have like 30 old Nick Wright suits.
You have hand-me-downs from Nick
That's
Wright.
Fantastic. And Nick is a hell of a dresser. He and his wife both are.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but now I'm like, I have no use for any of this stuff. And then I got this job and I still have no use for it because then Fox just buys my clothes. But anyway, so yeah, I actually could try on anything that you see in this closet right now. But sorry, guys. Go have a great day. And I hope Craig Council calls the home run play tonight.
We'll cook up a friendly prank and we'll let you know what Craig does. So thanks, Danny.
Later, buddy.
See you guys.
That was Danny Perkins.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's been a Friday, whether or not you've wanted it to be. It has been a Friday.
I got one more Friday to go tomorrow. I just realized it's not Friday.
G&G.
Oh, my God.
So for all the Cubs talk we did do, I feel like I've asked this question a couple of times, but I think it's getting closer. I feel like PCA is unlocking something on the mental side of the ball. And he pointed it out himself after the game last night. Let's hear what he had to say next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pete Armstrong delivers with a base hit to right. That'll score two, and the Cubs have the lead in game 3.
What excitement, what electricity. What was the ballpark all about for you tonight?
You already know what to expect coming here. So, I mean, they brought the energy from pitch one. They're our 10th man out there, and we want to be able to play again tomorrow.
That was Pete Crow Armstrong, and he was a big point and a big part of breaking up the 0-for-4 wall that Mark Grody called the back half of the Cubs lineup in game 2 of the playoff series.
Row, not wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
0-for-4 row.
For four row.
It's like the opposite of murderer's row.
That's right.
Also, you can't really be a wall if you're 0 for 4.
Things got better, though.
Point being, PCA was not. Important hit in the game, as we mentioned, in the first inning that helped the 2 RBI single. That was what they needed. And also, frankly, broke some bad history for the Cubs because they hadn't scored more than 3 runs in a playoff game since 2017. There was some symmetry there with seeing Jose Quintana on the mound, by the way.
Just with the Cubs.
The 2017
background.
Playoffs. Yeah. Like, nobody in the ballpark has a bad word to say about Quintana.
Yeah.
He's cool with everybody.
He is. Like, yeah. Hey, man, he was terrific with the White Sox. Not as terrific with the Cubs, but as everybody says, and I guess I'm accepting it, he gave the Cubs innings while he was here. He was never the Quintana that was with the White Sox, and Quintana had risen to not the top of the rotation, but as the number two guy. He never pitched like a number two guy when he was with the Cubs.
And also, true to form, Jose Quintana did not get run support from the Brewers, now did he?
No, he did not, and that was nice to see.
Or at least not enough, anyway. He also wasn't really, he wasn't their pitcher of record. That ended up being Quinn Priester. But the point is, Quintana somehow playing a part in all of this as well. This is Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score, and we've said, I think, all show long, whether we're talking about Tyreek Stevenson or we're talking about Pete Crow Armstrong, and we've done it previously, when the marriage of harnessing the energy and controlling the emotion turns into talent and more production on the field, that's where the magic happens. We're trying to see how that really takes place with both Tyreek Stevenson, for example, Monday night in Washington, and also what we're trying to see now when it comes to Pete Crow Armstrong. There have been times where he's been visibly frustrated, not just this series, throughout the season. But he had a good point and a good admission right after the game to TBS's Lauren Jabara when it came to his emotions.
I know you're always a player that just plays with emotion on your sleeve, right? How do you manage that, especially now that it's October, everything ramps up, but still play within yourself like you did?
I got the other 20-something people in here to bring me back down to earth, and I mean, with good and bad, and, you know, emotions tend to take me away from the main point sometimes, so just having good people in my dugout and in my corner to bring me back down to earth.
I assume he's referring to Justin Turner there.
Yeah, Uncle Justin Turner was on the front step to greet him and have a little chit-chat with him when he was getting frustrated. I do wonder if he didn't have these 20 guys, how much worse it would be, because, I mean, how many times this year, if we're really talking about this, has he slammed his helmet down or slammed his bat down and just emitting the emotions, which, quite frankly, like, the players will let this go for this year, but it's not something that is probably sustainable for him in terms of teammates and even showing up the other team at times as well.
Well, that's it.
And umpires.
Right, too. And we've seen that out of a lot of the Cubs. You know, there have been some extended looks to end innings from Cubs batters. There's been that extended discussion. Did it get to the level of the Padres, you know, to end that series? No. But it will mess with you at times when the energy should be placed in different ways at the ballpark. You know, it should be placed at the plate. It should be placed in your approach.
Right.
If somebody knows they can frustrate you, if the opposing pitcher knows that they can make you strike out swinging at pitches in the dirt, guess what they're going to do? That.
Exactly.
So for him to have the important hit that got them the runs they needed to make the difference, even if it's just one, that's more than the Cubs had working for them in games 1 and 2 of this thing.
I mean, it was huge. That it can't be understated. Like, there's been so many times since the Cubs' bats started slumping in the post-All-Star break era of the 2025 season where they left guys on base second and third with less than 2 outs or no, like, countless times this year. So when it got to 2 outs and PCA is up, I'm like, oh, man, here we go again. He works a 2-1 count, rips the ball into right field, just right in front of the right fielder, and the biggest hit of his career. Of all the great moments PCA had in the first half, and we spent segments talking about PCA.
Oh, yeah.
That is his biggest hit this year.
It's because it came through in a playoff series, and it was the difference in the ball game.
Yeah.
Should they have scored more runs after the first inning? Absolutely.
No doubt.
But they scored what they could in the first, and he extended the inning, and because of that, lengthened the lineup, and that was key as to how they won this game. Craig Counsell talked about PCA handling his emotions before game 2.
I think we'd all consider Pete a pretty emotional player, and I think we'd all say that October ramps that up even more. And I think so. Pete's, those are great lessons for, I think, a player to learn, is kind of like what it does to you. And you learn about how it helps you. And I think Pete's still learning, like, how emotion really helps him. How does it hurt me sometimes? And I think moments where it's heightened, even a better teacher for things like that. So I think Pete's, you know, everybody goes through that too. Pete's not like unique to that, but everybody goes through it, and they're learning experiences, and they're great learning experiences for sure.
He's not unique to it, Layla, but there's not a lot of guys in baseball that show that kind of emotion. Like, we could probably put together a list of the guys in baseball that are like that. There ain't many.
Of you versus your opponent versus yourself is perhaps never more magnified in any sport other than baseball. You know, that is the biggest part of it. It's accepting failure. It's accepting that 30% of the time, if you're hitting that success, baseball is a game of failures, we know. And that's all a part of it. They're not just cliches, but it's how you accept it and how you try to harness that. Because the league now has done the thing. You got to be a focus, and the league has countered with how they want to pitch to you. So now it's your job, if you want to be a star, to make sure that you make those adjustments. And it takes some humility. And so how are you going to work that to your favor? You know, did we see that happen on the called strike where he hit the knee? No. But you also have to earn those calls too. That's part of the game. I don't like it either. But that's part of maturation in the big leagues, as you know.
Yeah, and I think you brought up the comp during the break, Tyreek Stevenson. We're just talking about him and not letting other teams antagonize you into becoming emotional. Obviously, it's different in baseball, but, you know, you every day, like we were saying with Tyreek Stevenson, you have to be focused. You have to listen to Justin Turner for whatever Justin Turner is saying is worth. You have to listen to Craig Counsell when he talks about needing to monitor the emotions. You have to listen to Ian Happ when he told us when we were out in Wrigleyville that, yeah, you know, you got, it's Pete is being Pete, but eventually you got to take, like I said, you got to go from a 9 to a 7. I'm not saying you got to even go down to a 5.
No.
You just got, because a lot of it is likable. Like, it's going to be great when he hits a game-winning grand slam someday in the postseason and he's going nuts doing dances around second base, then we're all going to be cheering and talking about how gregarious he is and how funny he is and all of that kind of stuff. But the other side of it is just something that has to be fixed.
Well, and the other part of this is you get to do that as a hitter. You don't necessarily get to live on that edge as a pitcher, because what happens? You start throwing the ball all over the place. People make a fool of you real quick. You know, there are examples on your team where you can see that if that was happening, it doesn't bode well.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, too, because we all want players, especially in baseball, to show those emotions, to say what's on their mind. Personality-wise, it's a very even-keeled team. Like, you go play, like,
yeah.
Michael Busch,
yeah.
Nico Horner, Dansby Swanson, Matt Shaw, Carson Kelly, almost all the same person in terms of demeanor, right? Ian Happ in left field. PCA is different. Seiya Suzuki, we don't hear a lot from Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the comedians on the team are the guys who show the most sense of humor. Are Shota Imanaga, Justin Turner, I would put in that category.
Good call. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of... It's different from like the Joe Madden cast of characters, where I feel like everybody had a bit of a defined personality that you knew about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you obviously had David Ross. You had Anthony Rizzo.
But even like Justin Grimm was interesting.
Justin,
you know,
Grimm.
Obviously Javi. You know what I mean? Like, Lackey was that guy.
I didn't
come here for a haircut. Arrieta, who we talked to last week.
They were very distinct personalities.
David Ross was Grandpa Rossi.
Yep. Chris Bryant, not
Wilson,
nice guy.
Contreras.
Oh, yeah. Wilson, yep.
So, yeah, I this is a different group when it comes to that, and that's not to say it doesn't work.
No, it works fine. I'm just saying, like, and from our standpoint, and it is peripheral stuff, like if we're talking about personality on a team, PCA is it in terms of your everyday players, which is why he's also loved. And why he said last night, I don't know what, he did like 6 interviews in a row last night. In one of them, somebody asked him about the hey, well, how about these fans? How about the, and he said it. He goes, these are my people. These are my people. And they are. Yes. There are, like, through Cubs lore, like, you get these guys every once in a while that just resonates a little bit more with the bleacher fans than others. And there have been a lot that have come through and have... Ian Happ has his own little thing out there in left
field. He's got his crew,
But, like, Sammy was the... Like, Sammy's army out there in right field. Now PCA has it. I mean, there have been countless players who have had that bond. PCA is in the club.
We want to remind you to tune in Sunday morning from 7 to 11 for our exclusive coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss and our team of marathon experts will be broadcasting live from the finish line with reports from the lead vehicles and around the course. I am part of the crew, too, so we get ready starting tomorrow with our preparation for the press conference and the broadcast. It can only be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Coming up next is... Well, Robbie decided to revisit one of our calls from yesterday, and he's going to break it down for us next. This is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rahimi Harrison-Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I can't hear a word you say.
We've had some good calls for these Cubs playoffs. This is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. Like, for example, today we had our friend, is it Mark? Yeah, it was Mark, right?
No, it's Clown.
No, Clown. His name is Mark, but it's also Clown.
It's Mike.
W.
Mike, thank you, Mike. There's so many names we keep up with in this job. But the part of the problem is the official 670 The Score account tweeted him as the Chicago Sports Clown. And they capitalized all the words and everything.
Thank you. Show this clown some respect.
I would like to just take ownership.
Mike clown.
I would like to take ownership of dubbing him the Chicago sports clown. That was me. That was my idea.
Nice job.
I didn't put out the tweet, but I said it.
You've had two huge wins this year, Ray. That one, I'm going to put that as a win. And then on Pope Day.
The Pope.
There it was.
Yeah. Well, Ray wins every day. It's just a matter of by how much.
But those are big wins.
The
like, those are
Pope.
Those are like postseason wins.
But Chicago, Mike, yeah, the tweet from the official score count. Mike, the capitalized Chicago sports clown, called in.
You're welcome, clown.
So point is, we've had some good calls. We've met some good people. Like, we've had some good sports chats. But we're still trying to figure out Carl in Antioch. And that's where one Bob Tree, Robbie Triano, comes in.
Yeah, so Carl in Antioch called yesterday. And was at the moment, I was furious with Carl. Because, you know, as the call screener, you get so upset when you feel like you've been duped. But then I went back and I reviewed the tape. And I want to share it with the score listener because I couldn't stop laughing for about an entire day.
Carl in Antioch. Carl, you're on the score.
Pina, I need you to get on base more. Stop playing the garbage.
What?
We'll develop
what?
The character. I feel like you're getting a little better. That might work.
Yes. Play a little small ball. It works for the big man every 3 times a month.
Oh, small ball.
All right. Sure. The calls are coming in a little low, by the way. I got to adjust my volume.
Hold on a second.
What?
Was that a serious call? Or was that a gentleman?
I think it was. He was talking about small ball.
Okay,
I
so
he already said the second. I didn't understand what he said.
I thought it was character development.
I think that was his voice.
I thought he was working on something, like a bit.
Sorry, sir.
So it's clear that he had two different characters that he did not tell me when I was screening. And the first one, I'm pretty sure he was doing Lois Griffin. But PETA, the second one, I have no idea what that was. But Carl Naniak, that was something.
Was that an attempt at a fake Irish accent?
I think so.
Yes. And Layla, you were all over it. He was trying to workshop something. We didn't realize it at the time, other than you were the only one that realized that there was something happening there.
In my past, callers had bits.
Pina, I need you to get on base more. Stop playing the garbage.
I mean, normally I'd be like, because I'm a huge Family Guy fan, and I didn't catch it. I thought, honestly, I thought he had a physical problem. I thought it was, I was like, at the end, that's why I was like, sorry, man. I thought it was like, okay, this guy, like, there's something wrong, and we should have been a little bit nicer and a little more sympathetic towards him. I thought the guy had a problem.
Wait, there's more people than normal in the producer studio. What do they say? What do the guys behind say? I can't see who's in there because of the glare.
He was doing shtick.
Is that Baby T?
Baby T.
Baby T and now Tanny. What do they say?
Baby T lookalike yesterday.
They said it was hilarious, Robbie. Good job. This is a good job of picking this audio. Wow. But so I felt so bad for Carl Naniak because I was laughing the whole day about it. I feel like I'm rewriting history here, and I'm going to give him a montage to give him exactly what he deserved on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Carl in Antioch. Carl, you're on the score.
Pina, I need you to get on base more. Stop playing the garbage. Play a little small ball. It works for the big man every 3 times a month.
That was awesome.
So there you go, Carl. You got your laughs off.
That's what Carl wanted. He was doing shtick, and he was basically he bombed on our show yesterday is what happened. That's what should have happened. Old Carl bombed.
708 says it was some weird Brooklyn drawl or something. Does anybody know?
I think you're right about the Irish workshopping of the Irish accent.
It's a small ball. It works for the big man every 3 times a month.
And Marshall's like, oh, he wants to talk about small ball.
Marshall tried. Marshall tried to build a bridge.
Can you play that again, Robbie, one more time? Robbie, don't write that down. Just play that one more time.
I like Robbie's version.
Oh, we want the edited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give Robbie a second to pull that guy back up.
Oh, yeah. Our system wants to get rid of stuff.
System,
right?
No.
That's not the case. Go ahead, Robbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carl in Antioch.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Carl in Antioch. Carl, you're on the score.
P Pina, I need you to get on base more and stop playing the garbage.
Play a little small ball. It works for the big man every three times a month.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yes.
Is that his, gonna be his tagline? Hamburger.
The small ball. That's what she said. No.
Hamburger.
She don't want the small ball. Right? Don't you want the bigger ball?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
I'm with you, Grody.
Yeah.
You,
yes.
Always. So wait a
you always want the bigger ball, Grody.
That just needs to be our like failed bitch Shecky song now.
Man, look, it's just it was a tough audience out there. We were a tough audience, man. We you know, we're not gonna be easy on people.
Well, and behind the scenes, I was telling you guys in here, just move on, move on, move on.
Wait, but friends, when was the last time we had a good fake character developed for a call? It's been a minute.
Well, we had that WGN person calling in that day.
You think it was also Carl?
Yeah. No, I don't
Is
know if that was Carl.
Was
no, I just
Carl?
Got duped on
and,
that
and
one.
I, hey, no, no. Hey, I love them. My 80-year-old parents listen to them. And when I'm 80, I will too.
Yeah, we don't actually have beef with them. So
no.
Everybody has their preferences. Robbie, why were you laughing so hard about it though?
I just thought, well, first of all, when Grody starts to laugh, you hear like the little wheezing part, and that part gets me literally every single time.
Right, when I figured something is amiss here. That's what I knew at that moment. What exactly was amiss, I was unsure.
Also, Marshall thinking it was such a serious call, like, oh, this person's calling about small ball, because that's what... It's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. We all really wanted it for Carl. Like, oh, maybe he's talking about this. Oh,
we just couldn't have missed more.
Yeah, we missed it all until we reviewed. That's why we are a review the tape show. We review the tape.
847 says that was totally Lois. Peter, you got to get on base.
Peter, I need you to get on base more. Stop playing a garbage.
Yeah. But the part of Lois's voice is she's so feminine about it. Like, PETA, you got to get on base more. Stop swinging at garbage.
It's really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
I don't know why I have random cartoon voices that are decent. Yeah, confession.
Nice job.
It's that one in Cartman. We will transition with Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel next, right here on 670 The Score. Hey, all hamburger. Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.